Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that none feels different from one. Even one meeting or time-specific commitment per day changes the feeling of the day. So be careful how you arrange your schedule. Longtime listeners know that I suggest scheduling one anchor event a day on vacations or weekends. This is something that you can look forward to and that will provide, well, an anchor to the day. You have a reason to get up and something to structure the day around. And you will know at the end of the day that you did something you enjoyed. The day didn't just flutter away. However, this concept also works in reverse. If one scheduled event a day changes the entire feeling of the day, then if you don't want that sort of structure, you could recognize that none feels very different from one. It might be wise to clear any sort of commitments from a day that you would like to have be open. I am certainly aware of this when I am deep into a writing or editing project and I am planning out my weeks. I absolutely love to see a day where I don't have anything scheduled. I mean, outside of getting everyone out the door in the morning and dealing with my family after work. I'm talking more about seeing the hours between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. looking completely clear. I like the idea of being able to work at my own pace without needing to watch the clock until the end of the workday. And it's not that having one 30-minute call at 1 p.m. is such a big deal. I mean, it's only 30 minutes. But I also know that I will be aware of that phone call on my calendar. I will likely stop working by 12:50 or so to make sure I am ready. And I won't start anything big after noon that I don't want to have interrupted, and you can see how this goes. One event changes the entire feel of the day. So, best to be aware of this. Consequently, when I am planning phone calls or interviews or anything else for future weeks, I try to batch these things as much as possible. If I already have something scheduled for 2 p.m. on one particular day, I will try to put other things on that day, rather than putting them on different days that might otherwise be open. Also, if I am planning my week and looking at it and seeing that a given day has one not terribly urgent thing on it, I might reach out to the other parties and see if they are flexible. They might not be, in which case I will deal with it. But if they are, maybe I can create an open day. Again, I know not all kinds of work go like this. In many corporate environments, it is almost impossible to keep a day completely free of meetings. If that is the case, and you do like to have some focused, uninterrupted time, you might try thinking of lunch as a reset. You don't schedule things before 12:30 p.m. on a few days if that's possible, and try to preserve that space. I know that if I do have to put one thing on a day, my preference is for around 12 to 1 p.m., because I will likely break for lunch at some point anyway. So it is not quite as disruptive to the day's flow as, say, a single 11 a.m. call. Or I can put it right before my kids get home, so something like 3:30 p.m. Since I know I'll be ending soon and I might be watching the clock by then anyway. But even so, even one thing that's scheduled changes a schedule. Sometimes that is a good thing. I have been home all day on a rainy Saturday with my kids, and it can feel crazy-making. Better to go to the Children's Museum for a few hours from, let's say, 10 to noon, and feel like the day had an anchor. But sometimes it's less of a good thing. If you are preserving space for creative work, it might be better to take 3 calls on one day, then 1 on each of 3 days. Having 2 open days will allow you to get in the flow and not watch the clock. Much as I love time, sometimes being off the clock is a wonderful feeling indeed. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.